Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're going to start with just some devastating breaking news out of Lawrence because authorities are asking for your help. It is a very, very sad day in my favorite town. Overnight, deputies started investigating a fatality crash that apparently involved a co-ed in my daughter's grade, Scott, from KU.
That's too bad.
And they believe she had left to go on a jog. She did not come back. Her roommates were concerned. Great kid, by the way, Scott. We have friends in common who know her. And they all start searching. They're trying to ping her cell phone. They can't get a hold of her. And police now believe when she was out on a jog, someone in a truck struck and killed her, left her for dead, and left the scene. So they are asking, and if you go to our my Dana Wright KMBZ page has this. I know Dan's going to share it on the main KMBZ page. They have released what they believe is a grainy photo of the truck. And they are asking if anyone was in this area to please give them a call. They actually think, Scott, she was struck around 6 p.m. last night. Because remember, it gets dark early.
Well, I was going to say, it'll be dark in just over an hour from now.
Yeah. And so there was some time that passed. I will tell you, it's in, I don't want to say an unusual part of Lawrence, but this is not in Lawrence proper.
It's not where a lot of students hang out.
This is just, she was out for a run. This is sort of south of I-70. It's the 1700 block of East 1500 Road, which meant nothing to me, and I'm pretty familiar.
It's North Lawrence.
With Lawrence. It is North Lawrence, and one of the officers has responded to let us know that the area is sort of agricultural. It is sort of commercial. The Pine Center Landscape Shop is on that road. So if you live anywhere over there in that north area of Lawrence, I'm sure they're canvassing today to try to figure out who did this.
But
please take a look at the truck and contact. There's an emergency number to contact one of the detectives if you have any information.
From tragedy to crazy, former NFL star Antonio Brown has been arrested on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting after a celebrity boxing event in Miami. Brown, who is 37, Sam, refresh my memory. He was the one who took off his jersey top and pads, right, and ran through the end zone at a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game?
I believe so.
If I'm not mistaken. Brown, who is 37.
Yes, he is the one who retired in the middle of a game.
Just took off the top of his jersey.
He ran down to the end zone, ripped everything off the top half of his body, so he was bare skin. Danced around in the end zone for a minute, and then walked through the tunnel.
Yeah, he's sane. He's 37, was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai. He was flown to New Jersey, where he is being held pending extradition to Miami. It is unclear why Brown was taken to New Jersey first or how long he had been in Dubai. Although he had posted several times on social media over the past few months from Dubai.
He is also the former NFL player who filed for bankruptcy in May of 2024. It was reported that he had a mere $50,000 to his name and was sitting on a pile of $3 million of debt. Yeah.
Wow.
If convicted, by the way, of second-degree attempted murder, he faces a maximum 15 years in prison and a $10,000 fine that he can't pay.
By the way, the Economic Times says that he still owns a $9 million Fort Lauderdale mansion.
Reader, how does that happen?
You put money in the hands of people who don't know how to be financially responsible.
You pay cash for it up front.
Well, but then, you know, with a lot of these people, they like the feeling of having the entourage. Here's my team of supporters following me around everywhere. Well, typically the people that are part of the entourage aren't worth millions of dollars. And so they go, hey, Antonio, you know, I want to come to Dubai with you, but I can't afford it. And he's like, ah, it's fine. Here's $4,000 for a ticket, even though he doesn't have $4,000. Also, I believe at the time that he was filing for bankruptcy, if I remember correctly, he was also in the possession of the diamond fingers that we made so much fun of.
Oh, my gosh. Could we just stop with the diamond teeth and the diamond fingers?
You know, the metal fingers.
I remember.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
It shouldn't
covered
be.
In diamonds.
So I'm gonna give him a little bit of a shameless plug, and then I'm going to make fun of him. Our good friend Michael Mackey.
Has diamond fingers?
No. I'm just looking on Facebook as we speak. He filmed himself. He was very excited. He's at KCI. I guess he's getting ready to fly out somewhere. I have no idea where he's going. And he stops by the bookstore at the airport only to find his own book.
Did he put it there?
No, he did not. In fact, in this Facebook post from 13 minutes ago, he claims that they were restocking his book as he walked in the store. Whether that's true or not, God only knows.
Well, of course, they were flying off the shelf as he was standing there, so they had to replenish.
Would you care to guess what he did with all of his books that were in that bookstore before he went to his gate?
He signed them.
He autographed every single one of them.
Good for him.
Good for him!
That's awesome.
Nobody loves Michael Mackey like Michael Mackey.
That's fun if you open it up and it's signed.
That happened to me. I was going through the Albuquerque airport one time.
And you saw your book?
No. Oh. I stopped and bought a book from an author that is from that area. And it's a really good book. And I can't remember the author's name. But I picked it up. I opened it. He had signed it. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Huh.
That was nice.
Okay, well, he's very excited to find his own. I guess if I had authored a book and I'm walking through the airport
and there it is, I would
be very excited.
I was going to say, we have an entire stack of photos sitting at your desk right now that we never sent out to people that you made all of us sign, so.
That was for, well, first of all, it's not a stack, it's like six.
Well, it's more than one on top of itself.
That is because from time to time we get requests, Sam, for autographed
and Scott's lazy, so he's like, hand him over, I'll just get it done.
Every once in a while, we get a request for an 8x11 glossy of the three of us, and so instead of wasting your time every time somebody requests one, I just had you guys sign them all.
Speaking of, I need one of those.
It's like all those times people ask me for a photo and then said, oh, I didn't mean that. I meant I just want you to take my photo.
Those are still sitting in your drawer probably because the local police departments already have your mugshots.
That's right.
You'd be amazed how many police departments have mine.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, fine.
Wait, Dana, what did you send me the other day that I referenced that? It happened to you again.
It did.
It was you were booking the interview with
Wheel of Fortune woman, and she goes, wait, I'd love to do it,
but who are you?
Scott, I didn't tell you this.
No, yes, you did.
The woman that won the Wheel of Fortune, I had DM'd her like 2 years ago when she won and said, hey, will you come on the show? That got lost in spam. She just now saw it. She was like, I'd love to come on your show. Keep in mind, my DM would have come in as Dana Wright, KMBZ.
Okay.
Not just normal Dana Wright over here, which exists. But Dana Wright, KBZ, which, you know, whatever. So I'm like, would love to have you come on the show. She's like, I'll do it. I said, hey, Scott's a huge fan of Wheel. We want to get him on the Wheel. Like, give us some behind the scenes. So she says, yes, I'm gonna call in at 3 o'clock. Yeah. What she wrote, what number do I call? Who are you? And what radio station?
It's literally on my name. It says Dana Wright, KMBZ.
Don't you know who I am?
No, I did not say that. I said, LOL, that's probably good information for me to give you. This is the name of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
This
Very humbling.
I said, this is the name of our show. This is the number. Please call in. And we are in our 14th year. Apparently, you're a SiriusXM listener.
I'm going to be speaking with...
We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 44 minutes. If you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, that $3 meal deal that you heard about for Hy-Vee, where the kids eat 12 and under eat for free, and then hot meals for $3 a piece, it has been so successful. The impact has been so big this week. They have extended it another week, so it runs through next Friday now. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. ESPN is I won't be able to watch tomorrow because I have YouTube TV, and apparently Disney and YouTube
that
TV
still going on.
Are in a huge fight. I can't get Channel 9. I can't get ESPN. I can't get ESPN2. ESPN is bringing its longstanding College Game Day show to Texas Tech tomorrow. And one of Kansas City's favorite Tech alums will be joining in on the fun. That is correct. Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Will be on College Game Day tomorrow as the guest picker.
I love it.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We get up for College Game Day. Do you know who's brilliant, by the way?
I love College Game Day. If you say Pat McAfee, I'm going to kick you out of this room.
The most brilliant marketing maneuver by a corporation ever, I'm going to tell you right now, is Home Depot. Home Depot got in early on that College Game Day. They get all those kids out there.
With the hats on?
Everyone's wearing orange with the hats.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I saw one of the competitors has Lowe's, whoever it is. I don't even know, and I like Lowe's, whoever it is. They just held up a blue bucket and they were like, go Lowe's. And I'm like, you have missed the boat on this.
It might have been last weekend, right before we headed up to Lincoln. I can't remember who was playing. Let's just say where were they? I can't recall. But let's just say, just for the sake of argument, it was Rutgers, and they were having College Game Day at Rutgers, which they weren't.
Sure.
But let's just say it was Rutgers, and they were playing Houston University.
Yeah.
Somebody had, you know, the signs that some of these kids come up with are so funny. And one student had a sign, and again, it wasn't Rutgers in Houston, but let's just, for the sake of the argument, say it was. Somebody held up a sign that said, nobody at Rutgers ever applied to Houston.
It was the Vandy game.
That's right. It was
against
Mizzou.
Because Johnny and I were sitting eating breakfast?
2 weeks ago.
Hy-Vee Market Grill. We were at the Hy-Vee Breakfast Grill.
Thank you.
Eating, and he looked up and he goes, oh my God, look at that Vandy sign.
That's a great sign.
And I took a photo of it. I got more hate, shade. I mean, you want to talk about reach on social media. People are like, who even asked you whether we're Mizzou people? And I go, I'm just pointing out.
It's just funny.
That the kids are funny. There's always one kid.
Nobody at Vandy ever applied to Mizzou.
It said we didn't even apply there. Which, if you know anyone whose children go to Vanderbilt, it's like $100,000 a year. It's like it's a baby Ivy.
It's a private school.
It's very hard to get into. It's very expensive. Had they made that joke at the expense of KU, I promise you, I still would have laughed.
Because it was still funny. It was a creative sign. I remember sitting down watching College Game Day and laughing.
Well, and there's a lot of kids from Nashville who go to Mizzou and a lot of kids from St. Louis and Kansas City
who go
to schools in Nashville.
Yes. So here's the one thing I'm going to say. Have you also noticed there are also two kids who love the Lord?
Yes, I've seen those signs.
And there is there is nothing wrong with that. However, I have noticed in the past few weeks they have taken over the airspace. You know, the signs have gotten bigger.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you know,
praise Jesus.
It's really look up this Bible verse and this. And I did say, come on, like, come on. You're taking up all of the room behind the Five Guys. I do have a problem with that for any messaging, not just religious messaging, because you don't want kids making signs promoting their dad's business. You don't want kids making signs for the other 1,200 religions we have around the world. You know what I mean? I think
I see your point.
College game day should just, let's just keep it college game day.
And now, Pat McAfee is a genius. Sorry.
You know what else I don't want to say? I don't want to see political signage. I don't want to see anything about the current administration or the prior administration. Like it's not, I'm
or
not
any
knocking,
future administration.
I'm not knocking religion. I just think we should keep the college game day signs about college.
Now, if you pay attention really close to what's going on behind the scenes, and this has been going on for years, there is always one university's flag that flies in the background, regardless of where they are. Would you care to guess the university and then tell me why?
Is it Texas?
It is not.
I don't know.
It is Washington State University.
And why, pray tell?
Okay, and they're always in the back.
Always.
Always.
No matter what.
Yep. Have you noticed that, Sam? The Washington State flag?
I have not, no.
Every college game day, there is a WSU flag way in the back. They could be in Miami, Florida. It does not matter. There will be the WSU flag in the back. They ended up doing a story about them about 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Who are these people
yeah.
that are at every college game day, no matter where it is?
We're repping Washington State.
And Washington State is getting repped in the back. It's an older couple.
Okay.
They obviously are huge WSU fans. They are in an RV during the fall, and regardless of where, I mean, college game
day
could be.
They just follow college game day.
Could be in Honolulu, Hawaii, and they would be there. They get in their RV every fall, and they've been doing it for years. And they follow college game day regardless of where they go.
That's cool.
And they always fly the WSU flag in the back.
His name is Thomas Pounds.
Thomas Pounds.
Is that right?
They love Washington State.
Her name is not listed, but he is Old Tom Pound.
Old Tom Pound.
Old Tom Pound. Loves Washington State.
Tom Pound will get in his RV, and they go every weekend, no matter where it is. And they love the Cougars. Man, they love the Cougars. Farmer's Almanac is ending after 200 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were going to tell us it's going to be like negative 20 and 50 inches of snow.
Readers have been upset to learn that the former Farmer's Almanac is ceasing publication after more than 200 years in existence. No, not that one. The November, I don't understand what that means, but Sam, you can explain this here in a second. The November 6th announcement, which was yesterday, by the staff at the Maine-based Farmer's Almanac, not only caused an outpouring of support for a publication that began in 1818, but also resulted in a competing Farmer's Almanac putting out a statement that it is still very much in business.
Oh, they're dueling Farmer's Almanacs.
There is the Farmer's Almanac, and then there's the old Farmer's Almanac, which is based in neighboring New Hampshire.
So back in 1792, the old Farmer's Almanac, which at the time I'm sure just went by the Farmer's Almanac, started publishing the Farmer's Almanac. And then however many years later, another
Sam,
company.
What did you say?
When?
So wait, no. Stop. Please stop talking. You just did enough talking off the air that I have to share it with everybody
else.
What
just happened?
No.
So Dana just said to me, she turns off her microphone. And then so when she does that, I automatically turn mine off. And she goes, 1792. Isn't that when they sailed the ocean blue?
I mean, I'm sure they were sailing the ocean blue in 1792.
At some point on some body of water.
And then she realizes that date can't be right because the U.S. was formed in 1776.
I did know that.
And then she goes, oh, wait. No. That was 1592.
Still wrong.
Here's what
happened. That is not correct.
Still wrong. You're closer, but still wrong.
You want to keep going down.
When did Columbus sail the ocean blue?
1492.
Ding, 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 ding.
Here's the deal, Sam. I'm half listening, like, blah, blah, blah. And then I just hear 1792. And I thought, wait, what? Why are we talking about Columbus?
So anyway, back in 1792, the folks at the...
Columbus discovered America after the United States was already formed.
It was odd how that worked out.
Got it.
He wrote back to Europe. He's like, you're not going to believe it. There are white people here.
And they already made a country. And they're trying to break off from you.
They speak English.
They say it's that you're weird. Taxing them. Did you not know they were here?
Carry on.
So back in 1792, roughly 20 years after the United States was formed,
yes.
The Farmer's Almanac, now known as the Old Farmer's Almanac, started mm-hmm. publishing what their predictions were for weather, for crops, for all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then whatever it was, 20, almost 30 years later, the New Farmer's Almanac came out, and the Old Farmer's Almanac had to add the word old to the beginning of their name. The one we have all listened to for the last 250 years
is the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I didn't even know there was a New Farmer's Almanac. It just never made sense to me that they called it the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Which one is the Ben Franklin? He was the father of one of them. The first one.
Well, he was dead by 1818.
I'm telling you, Ben Franklin, one of his inventions was the Farmer's Almanac. I know this. It's a trivia question.
So when the newer Farmer's Almanac was founded in 1818, that is when American troops landed at Normandy.
I'm telling you, I read that somewhere.
Ben Frank had...
Yes, Benjamin Franklin was the creator of the Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yeah, not the Old Farmer's
Almanac. Well, it's in the same wheelhouse, Sam.
I don't think it is. Roughly 300 years apart.
913-586-7798.
Was everybody really kung fu fighting?
Every single person. In fact, I had Sam a custom printed shirt suggesting that very thing, that everybody was indeed kung fu fighting.
It is proudly displayed in the back of this studio because it doesn't fit, but it is beautiful.
Was it too small?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What size did I get you?
An XL.
That Chiefs are on a bye week.
Yeah, that's why Patrick Mahomes is going to be in Lubbock tomorrow.
And you know, Casey Curran has their first playoff match of the season on Sunday. So, and Lindsay Shively posted this. I wish I had seen it. They were saying, everybody wear teal today. It should be teal Fridays. So good luck to the women.
Mark Sanchez has been fired by Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Following his arrest over a stabbing incident in Indianapolis. He was the one who was actually stabbed, and he got canned.
So what, do we ever hear what happened?
Well, he faces felony battery charges and three misdemeanors. He got into a fight with a truck driver outside of a hotel.
Tried to get in the cab or something, Sam?
And this is all alleged because none of it has been proven. He was doing wind sprints in an alley behind a hotel. Safe to assume there were a number of libations that had been enjoyed prior to that. A man who was supposed to be backing his truck into that alley to drop off goods for a business nearby backed his truck into that alley.
Okay.
That got in the way of drunk Sanchez's alleged
wind sprints.
And so he decided to yell at the man to tell him that he had permission to do wind sprints there and told the man he had to move. Yes, my favorite student in the front row?
Yeah, professor, quick question. The whole city knows that I in my past was not immune to a good drunken bender.
Yeah.
Never in the hundreds, if not thousands of times that I plowed one on,
yeah.
did I ever head outside to do wind sprints.
Well, he decided that he needed to go get some fresh air, and that involved jogging wind up and sprints. Down an alley, according to surveillance footage.
Got it.
Okay. And the issue escalated because the truck driver was like, dude, I'm supposed to be here. And Mr. Sanchez, allegedly, was like, leave. And at some point, he tried to climb into the truck driver's cab and rip him out of the vehicle. And the truck driver then, allegedly, defended himself with the knife. The truck driver, by the way, was overcome by Mr. Sanchez and slashed across his face and I believe stabbed once.
Yeah.
However, he was able to...
They don't like it when you try to get into their cab. Fun fact.
Regain control of the knife, and Mr. Sanchez was then stabbed several times before stumbling back to the bar.
How drunk do you have to be...
To do wind sprints?
When you're drunk.
Yeah.
How drunk do you have to be to get stabbed multiple times and walk back to the bar?
Oh, he went back to the bar.
The surveillance footage of him walking down that street, he's walking back into the hotel bar.
Wow.
After just being stabbed, after doing wind sprints, after confronting a guy, again, all alleged.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's out of a job.
No longer going to be broadcasting. They did hire Drew Brees. We all saw this coming because they hired Drew Brees like a week and a half ago. So.
Okay.
Could have seen that one coming.
So Mark Sanchez is out of a gig.
He was actually really good at it, too.
You liked him?
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was good. Drew Brees is good, too, though.
Grammy nominations are out. Kendrick Lamar has received the most nods. He has 9. Lady Gaga got 7. Bad Bunny, Sabrina Carpenter, and Leon Thomas received 6.
It's who was not... Did we not see my favorite performer's name at all? Or is it just not... She didn't get a lot of them.
You're talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, because all of the clickbait today is, was she snubbed?
Let me look.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that. Her album may have come out too late.
I'm guessing that's what it was.
Grammys.
Due date was October 3rd, and the product eligibility period was, you're right, August 31st. This is why I don't click on clickbait anymore. I don't believe any of it. Because I knew she would not have been snubbed. That's clickbait number one today. Do you know what clickbait number two is, Sam? Jimmy what? Kimmel abruptly canceled. That is not true, but they're wanting you to click on it.
Yeah. Well, that was a speculation because he wasn't there last night.
But the clickbait headlines are stating it as a fact to the point that about 30 minutes ago, I Googled it just to make sure we weren't missing anything. No, they're lying to get you to click on it. He, because of personal issues, they just ran a rerun last night.
And social media only has itself to blame, and here's why.
I know.
Because the more you click,
I know.
The more you get paid.
That's why I don't do it anymore. I don't. When I saw the Swift thing, I'm like, I'm not clicking on that. Because I know, for whatever reason, that anytime you... And most of the Travis Kelce Taylor posts, they are designed to get you to click on it. It is, remember way before they were even engaged, people were saying, click here, hear details about their engagement.
To see the ring.
No, I'm it's all a lie.
And then millions of people click on that, and then whoever produced that fake news, and that is fake news, or was until recently, they get paid gobs and gobs of money because you clicked on it.
I'm just surprised they didn't rewrite the rules to include her album.
No, of course not. She's smart enough to know. There is a very strategic reason she released that on October 3rd.
Well, she'll be included next year, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just...
And really, at this point, do you care about the rules and the awards and the... I mean,
the
I don't know.
She walks on.
I would imagine she probably doesn't. Not anymore. I mean, you're the most famous... Let's be honest. You're the most famous musical artist in the entire world.
Does she have the most Grammys? Because then she would care, right?
Why would she care?
To a degree. Beyonce has the most at 35.
Well, but I don't, like, for example, Dana and I'm going to say this without trying to sound like a snob.
Good luck.
Really? Dana and I have won a lot of awards over our lengthy careers in this business.
Most of them are in a box.
I don't even submit my work anymore.
Taylor Swift, by the way, has 14 Grammys. That puts her 7th overall for women with Grammys. She doesn't even chart if you include men.
If you include men?
Yeah, I mean, they have a list of most Grammys won. Beyonce is at the top at 35. She does not appear in the top 25.
You're lying. We're changing topics.
I'm lying. It's right here.
But Sam, you're lying is Dana Ease for you're saying something not... super positive
because
about
I'm not
Taylor
kissing
Swift.
It's clickbait and you're lying and I don't want to talk
I'm
about
literally
it.
Looking He's at the history lying. Of the Grammys.
in her world, you're lying.
Would you care to guess the top 5 Grammy holders?
Yes.
I already told you number 1.
Beyonce's number 1. I'm going to go with...
Well, let's expand it to top 10 and that actually includes 11 names because there's a bunch of ties.
Okay.
Is it like Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson has to be in there.
He's no not way!
In the top. He's not in the top 10.
Nope.
Prince.
I don't think you're going to get some of these
I know.
Names.
A lot of them are going to be new.
No.
Prince is not in the top 10. Whitney Houston.
No.
I got nothing. If it's not Prince, Whitney's or Madonna?
Lady Gaga.
No.
All right. We're out. I got nothing.
Number 12 is Kanye West.
Okay.
Starting into the top 10, which is actually really number 11, but these four are tied for 8th. We have Jay-Z.
Okay. Okay.
Who's Beyonce's other half. David Frost, Stevie Wonder. You probably heard of that guy.
I've heard of David Frost, too.
And Vladimir Horowitz.
Vladimir Horowitz.
Jumping down to tied for sixth, we've got a guy named John Williams, who quite frankly could be one of 10,000 people with that name.
I don't know who any of these people are.
I think John Williams is the guy who does a lot of the movie scores, and then, like Star Wars.
Pierre Boulez.
Boulez.
Yeah. Number five is Alison Krauss.
Okay. Wow. I would never have guessed these.
Is a tie between Chick Corea and Quincy Jones. And
okay,
number two,
so that's
is
Quincy Jones is Michael Jackson-ish.
He was a producer.
Number two is Sir George Solti.
Yeah. So John Williams.
Who are these people?
Well, John Williams is a composer and he writes music. He has a lot of his work.
He's one for score.
He does the scores for, among other things, Jaws.
Oh, love him.
Star Wars, E.T., Schindler's List, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Indiana Jones' entire franchise, Jurassic Park, Saving Private Ryan.
He's kind of a big deal.
Catch Me If You Can, Superman, and all the Harry Potter films.
I think I need new headphones. Speaking of Catch Me If You Can, when we get back, oh my
gosh.
How
are those even still
working? I saw something so stupid. So stupid on I-35. I thought we were going to die, and then I thought, no, we're not going to die, but maybe someone else is going to die. And then I just said out loud, that's an organ donor, and it was not somebody on a crotch rocket. It was an actual car. I'm telling you, what is going on with the driving in this town? This person was, and I say guy, I don't know if it was a guy or a woman, but I assume it's a guy, was driving like a maniac on I-35 out of downtown last night.
I had to slam, and I mean slam, like until my brakes locked up, on the brakes three times on 435 this morning.
So when we get back, I want to hear your story, of course. And then I want to talk to you about what it's like dealing with Sam on the phone when he is in traffic.
We've worked on this.
Sam, you and I need to have a come to Jesus
meeting. It was a bad morning. I've been a good boy.
Sam.
It was a bad morning.
I'm going to introduce you to Jesus when we get back in just a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what head size you are?
I'm a size 8.
Who goes around measuring their heads?
I also am a size 8.
People who get hats?
What size are you?
What size are you, Jason? No idea.
Well, I just thought a hat was a hat was a hat.
Sam, you're a size 8?
It depends on who makes it, but a standard like 5150 hat, I am a size 8. Yeah.
I'm a size 8. And the reason I know that is because I go to like, what's the?
Lids.
No. What's the?
Nigros.
No. Stop. Something House. They sell all the team
Waffle
attire.
Waffle House?
Rally House.
Rally House. Waffle House. Jeez.
IHOP?
So at Rally House, you know, they have fitted caps. And so when you go in, like there was the time that you and I were getting ready to, no, it was after I went and got a Royals hat.
Okay.
And so you try on all the fitted hats. And then if this one's too small and it's a 7 3/8.
Dan, what is your hat size? Do you know your hat size?
Yeah, it's depending on the type and style of hat, it's roughly a 7.5.
Okay.
And I'm an 8. At 8, I think 8 is as big as they normally make them.
You have a freakishly large head.
I've never seen a hat given a number like a 8 or a 4X.
I didn't. Yeah, I did not
like
know that that,
I go
that existed.
By the inches. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Eight is an 8-inch hat.
Okay.
Yes.
I will send you the picture tonight, all of you, of the inside of my two baseball hats that I have
I
at home.
I believe you, but do you take a tape measure to it? Like when we had babies, that's what you would do to make sure they were growing appropriately.
Yeah, you take a tape measure to your head.
No, you just try on the hats until you find one that fits.
Actually, as a young man, these are one of the things that you do, you learn to do.
You learn your hat size.
Like your shoe size. You learn your hat size.
Okay.
Yes, you can get a properly fitted hat, but... to Scott's point, most people, and by most, I mean like
everyone.
Anybody but Jeff Bezos, just goes into lids and starts putting hats on until they find the one.
Okay, yes. American Royals tonight, grab your hat.
Like most hats with the little, you know, adjuster on the back.
Yeah.
Any of those hats, if I put them on, the hat looks freakishly small on top of my head.
Yeah, one size fits all means one size fits not me.
Not
yeah.
you.
And I look like a moron. Remember when you and I did the first pitch a couple years ago?
Yes.
And the Royals gave us hats.
They gave you a free hat.
But it was one of the adjustable hats. And one of the last words I said
to
Dana.
You were insufferable. You said it to me 4,000 times.
What did I say?
Does my head look big?
Yeah.
Seriously, tell me. Hey, would you lie to me? Take a
it's
picture. Does my head look big?
I said, does my head look big in this hat? That is correct.
And it did.
The hat's not helping.
Well, it's because I'm aware that I have to Dana's words, a freakishly large head.
So why are we talking about hat sizes?
We'll get to that in a little bit. Festivus Friday is coming up next. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue. Pit to play. Go to Q39KC.com. This is the best time to get in. All the lines are open. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.